Blackstone Audio presents To Jerusalem and Back, a personal account by Saul Bellow. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Security measures are strict on flights to Israel. The bags are searched, the men are frisked, and the women have an electronic hoop passed over them, fore and aft. Then hand luggage is opened. No one is very patient. Visibility in the queue is poor because of the many Hasidim with their broad hats and beards and side locks and dangling fringes who have descended on Heathrow and are far too restless to wait in line, but rush in and out, gesticulating, exclaiming. The corridors are jumping with them. Some 200 Hasidim are flying to Israel to attend the circumcision of the firstborn son of their spiritual leader, the Belzer Rabbi. Entering the 747, my wife, Alexandra, and I are enfiladed by eyes that lie dark in hairy ambush. To me, there is nothing foreign in these hats, side locks, and fringes. It is my childhood revisited. At the age of 6, I myself wore a talit katan, or scapular, under my shirt. Only mine was a scrap of green calico print, whereas theirs are white linen. God instructed Moses to speak to the children of Israel and to bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments. So they are still wearing them some 4,000 years later. We find our seats, 2 in a row of 3, toward the rear of the aircraft. The third is occupied by a young Hasid, highly excited, who is staring at me. "Do you speak Yiddish?" he says. "Yes, certainly." "I cannot be next to your wife. Please sit between us. Be so good," he says. "Of course." I take the middle seat, which I dislike, but I am not really put out. Curious, rather.